Ayin Reish Beis. Those are the laws of different, what's Yayin, what types of wines are acceptable, etc. So, Eimek Hajan al Yayin Sherecha Ra. Avagav the Reche B'tam Rechamra. Even though it's not vinegar, it's wine. It smells like wine, but it has a bad smell. So there's a concept that Mr. Rebbe will say of Hakriveyu Nol, the Fechosecha. Would you offer this due to your Pechas? Pechas was the name for the governor, the leader, the secular governor. You wouldn't give such an offering of this type of item to your Pechas. You shouldn't be offering it to Hashem. Below Yair Megula, I feel of it, the Kapitan Agilui. So Mechaber Shita is that since it's not Motziyat, we don't have Nechashim commonly, so there's no issue for a Hedyat to drink wine, which is Megula. But even so, to use it for the purpose of a Kiddush or Kosher Bracha, leaving something out like that, you know, who knows what gets into it, you wouldn't give it again to your Pechas, so therefore you shouldn't use it. I'm not sure why the Ramos says over here, Mr. Burr points out, it's really at this point it's rather obvious. Okay, so the Mr. Burr, I'm a couch and olive. I feel ain't lo yayin achi, even though he has no other wine available. I feel a bit the evidence, kidesh, mashma di ramban, shahuba, basa yosef, lo yotza. So yayin, which is reicha rat, has a bad smell. Even by the ever you're not yotzei vayin b'ir locha. It could be the ever you would be yotzei. Okay. We went to the havdal yayin tzayim b'chushim kiveger shemistabek b'zeh. So Kiveger contemplates the possibility of being allowed to use it for Havdalah. The argument being that we don't use Chamar Medina for Kiddush, but we'll see that we're more lenient than using Chamar Medina for Havdalah. And this maybe would be at least equivalent of Chamar Medina. Mishmur says no. It's wine which would be insulting to use. So that applied to Havdalah as well. There's a case where you're allowed to use Chamar Medina using Shecher, the Shecher Ra would have the same problem now. Shecher Ra, Hanu Shemasriach Ksas, Machmas Shemunach Makli Mos. It absorbed the bad smell from a Kli.
Wine or
shame? He's going back to the dinner of wine. After working a lot of pig often, it's not something you would want to offer to somebody of Cheshivas. Yain Megula, the same problem, even though we're not Makban Agili, the Gifatina Agili, Mishum, Shain Mitsuyan, it's not on the Cheshim. So this is Machlokes. The Gemara says Megula is also because you're concerned maybe a Nachash had partaken of the liquid and left some venom in it. So therefore, in a place where the Nachashim are not common, there's no reason to be concerned about it. The Goyin actually argues, the Goyin says it was the Tekan of Sechavim, and therefore even as Batal Tam, the Tekan is not Batal. And the Mechaber learns it wasn't a special Tekan, with Chazal's explaining to us the Metzius of danger. So if there's no danger, there's no danger. But you have this, the problem of leaving, taking somebody just sitting out, and gets, who knows what falls into it, etc. You wouldn't offer that to your pechas. Miu. Imam and Shamu at this Megula, and Lahakbet Ha'idna, Kozman Shalom Normar Tamay Varechai. It was open just for a little bit of time. Of course, he doesn't say exactly how long that is. We're not worried about that nowadays, that we're not worried about the concern of Gilui. as long as it didn't sit out long enough that the sitting out with the temperature, whatever it is, would affect the flavor or the smell. It's interesting, the question of how long is Shemuet, is so the Mishnah Tisha here they bring from the Ksus HaShulchan. There's a Sefer called Ksus HaShulchan, and he has in the Sefer itself, what he put on top and the bottom, he wrote a pirish called Bari HaShulchan, or the notes are called Bari HaShulchan. There's a modern Sefer called Bari HaShulchan, or a contemporary Sefer, Bari HaShulchan, which is a different Sefer, but this Sefer was written about 100 years ago. Actually, it was written by the Rebbe Chaim Noah, the one who's famous for his shiurim. He also wrote a sefer on halacha called Ksus HaShulchan. So he says, you see, by the seder, the cup sits out Megula for 2 or 3 hours. So by some says that's not a problem. Shlomo Zalman responded that that's not true because over there, the halacha, you have to say Daf Galakos. Pashas the Chara is interesting then because the point is the following: by the nachash, chashash of nachash, that's a fair shadin. If the humans are there, there's no chashash nachash. It's only when you leave it. So people would be there when the goalie of chashash of nachash, even bisman that you mak, but you're concerned about nachash, it wouldn't apply in that situation. But the idea that wine sitting out is left uncovered, it's not nice. It's just not, that theoretically would be the opposite. Theoretically, that scenario where even the person is there, it might be worse than but since it's sitting for a few hours. So someone says, no, that's the lach of how you're supposed to do. That's not called gilui. That's the way you're supposed to. So we don't have a clear raya.
What's not called gilui?
For a few hours worth of time sitting up by the Haggadah.
What?
Wine sitting out by the Haggadah on the coast sits there for a long time. People have long storm. Okay. Because of Haggadah Mdavka, Malkam Shayayim, but Yoker, look up the Kuli High, but Gilimut, Abba Makadash Al Shecher, Yezar Bezet. So that which you're going to be making on Shamwet is that's only because wine is expensive, and you got to sort of be lenient. Beer, which is much more common, there's no reason to be lenient for that. If you have nothing else, so use it. And the Sharatzian points out, because the Magarum is Mekel, a place where wine is not expensive, but it's available. Okay.
Even when wine is inexpensively available.
Even if wine is not expensive and it's available, the Magarum holds it. If it's sat out Shomuetis, you don't have to worry about it. The Chayadim says it's only mutter because it's expensive. And it's not so available, so you need to use the wine. The Magarum says, no, even without that. Even if it is available and it's not so expensive, it's still if it's just a short period of time that it's open, it's a mutter. Time echala, the baster time is linen kechala dami. So even though it smells like wine, since it tastes like vinegar, it has a din of vinegar. We define it based on the flavor, the taste, not on the smell. When the opposite is true, that it smells like vinegar, but it tastes like wine. You can use it for kiddush if you need to. When is it considered that flavor? It has a flavor of vinegar. It has soured enough that people will not drink it anymore. This halacha is irrelevant. The gabri pregopin him of orchan alav kedisa shom v'cholshkein shem akachin. If you don't make a pregopin on it, obviously you don't use it for kiddush. Okay.
So this is b'di'evit.
Even b'di'evit would be a problem.
Uh-huh. So this is really halacha meisa. You make kiddush on a bottle of wine, you taste it, and you realize you're really not going to drink this wine.
Correct. Okay. Okay, Bayz Yain Megita Mekachin Alav. So it's still just taken out of the gas. It hasn't really fermented yet. But Vesechad Adam Eshkol Shalavim V'Emar Alav Kiddush Hayom. It's even more lenient. The person could just squeeze out the grapes today. It's fresh grape juice. Obviously, it hasn't fermented at all, and use it for kiddush. Zakti Mishabura. It's preferable to have wine which already has fermented. And then we assume that that's ready after 40 days. The process of fermentation has started. Now, they didn't have what we have nowadays where they do a process of flash. They heat it quickly to a high temperature to stop the to kill the yeast and stop the fermentation. And then they flash, cool it. So it doesn't affect it, or it affects, supposedly it limits the amount that affects the flavor. I can't say it doesn't affect the flavor at all, but it affects it. So there, just a question of, it's gonna ferment eventually. The question is just how long it is. So it's 40 days, so then it's happened already, or it's starting already. So it's brand new, you just squeezed the juice out of the grape. You can use it for Kiddush. So it's considered Brei Pigofen, even though it doesn't have the cheshivas of wine. The fact that it doesn't, it's not alcoholic, it doesn't have that extra mile that wine has. Because I'll put it down, since this is what's going to become wine, so this goes into the process.
Grape juice.
They said from Yaakov that which you're machshir these things for the purpose of using it for Kiddush is because theoretically this could be wine. Eventually it will become wine. But nowadays when we do this process of retarding the fermentation, so that becomes a big machlokes. Rabbi Yaakov held that it was not. You couldn't use it for Kiddush because it's. So there used to be a wine company called Lifshitz Wine. Remember that? Remember?
Oh.
Okay, Lifshitz Wine. It was eventually bought out by Kedem.
Oh.
Lifshitz Wine was based. The owner was lived in Muncie. He was a neighbor of Rabbi Yaakov. He used to make special grapes for Rabbi Yaakov, which wasn't heated. So theoretically, would eventually become wine. So Rabbi Yaakov couldn't have alcohol, but he would use that and make him special bottles just for Rabbi Yaakov.
Well, the ketem non mevoshel. There is one ketem that's non mevoshel, right? But even that is flesh pasteurized.
They do pasteurize it.
Even for health reasons, couldn't have alcohol.
That's my understanding. Yeah. Gimel, I think they have legality issues. I don't know. They have, you know. Okay.
Alcohol for health reasons couldn't have alcohol.
I'm assuming so. Yeah. Gimel. Kamenetsky. Yeah. Not when he's little. Not when he's young. We're talking about he was in his 80s and 90s.
Not
maybe sick. Kachal yaim and shapiyah chovis al bishyesh bekamochim. So, you know, I went through a lot of shas and seen this kamachim things lots of times, and I still haven't known exactly what it is. It's like little white things which develop on top of the wine. I don't know what it is. Is it some type of a mold? Is it something from the grapes itself? I have no idea. I wish I knew. So the Mechaber says that doesn't bother us. You have the Ramah brings it. Some say no, you can't use it like that. It's not presentable. You would have to first strain it. You can use the wine from the bottom, even though it's mixed with a lot of shmorim. That's okay. Wine which is very dark, because it's usually because it's cloudy, means it has a lot of sediment in it. Yain mosik, a sweet wine you can use. Shemir will talk about that. Bayayin derech echala b'tamri chamra, as long as it tastes like wine, the smell is off. Kamalka mitzvah liver yayin toy v'kadashalom. It's appropriate to get good wine. Okay. Kamalkim. Hanu nekudas levonis, there's little white dots. So that's okay. Now, however, avam yeshalov krum lovin, like the whole layer became whitened. If you removed it, so you strained it away, so that's not a problem. I don't know enough about the winemaking process to have any idea what this is. So now he said, yayin, which is sweet, Matok, Mesosha Mashra, when the Shulchanot are not differentiate what made it sweet. Okay. Ancient is Basha, one of them, Yersimidai, by Yerzeh Yain Mosik Moid. One possibility is that the grapes have ripened a little beyond the normal, and therefore some of the carbohydrates have converted into wine, into sugar. Or it just happens to be that the fruit itself was a very sweet fruit. So we don't use this we can't use yain which is matok for the purpose of nisachim and the mizbeach. It's considered inferior, but for the purpose of kiddush, it's kosher. And he says, let's see the birlocha. We'll take a look at the birlocha. Let's finish Mishnah Berurah. Kamokal mitzvah hanu after mekachin a kol han yaf lechadchila. Even though these are, they're not b'diavad. They're the chadchila. But mikol makom mitzvah a mufkar libra yain toy. But there's always, you can always still do something better. So a mufkar is the better wine. Okay, in toy b'shal likach mistam yain shemarte b'kiddush at shiur mitchila imenu mikolkol. So you just go down to the wine cellar, try and make sure you get a good bottle. Okay. Mayayin mosok. I got the bear lach over here. Okay. I'm Mr. Brewer. Timani, look, I don't understand. The Masuk Shom Ravashim and Menachos Pei Zayin. The Helistiyon. If it was ripened by the sun, that's not considered moyes. The basuk machmas atzmi possible mishum the chulya the peri moyes, but that extra sweetness which came because of the fruit itself is a type of a sweeter fruit. That is something which we find not so nice. So the difference between the sweetening which took place on a regular grape, which you would normally have been fine with because of the extra exposure to the sun, or the sweetening because the case where it's sweet because the fruit itself is an overly sweet type of a fruit. One is less desirable than the other. Okay, Pasuk Rama Parakvav Mehilchus Yisrael Mizbeach. Now, so then, normally the rule like this: whatever is kosher for Menachos B'diavad is kosher for Kiddush L'Chadchila. So much as possible, Menachos, even B'diavad, cannot be used for Kiddush L'Chadchila. And over here we're saying these things are used L'Chadchila, and we're saying if it's Mosok, it's okay, whether it's due to the sun, whether it's Machmas Atzmai. So I don't get it. Am I kosher L'Kiddush for Mosok Machmas Atzmai? Now, what about like this? The Lomio Ladasa Rambam, that the Rambam compares the two equally and says like this: the Mavushal, Rambam holds the Yahweh Mavushal is possible of a Kiddush, which is the possible in a Sachib. So, Vavale Gambaze possible. The same way he says we apply the Psul of the Sachim to the Psul of Kiddush, so this is possible for Nasachim, it's possible for Kiddush. Okay. But I feel the Makshir Mavushal, come on, Sivches, those which argue in the Rambam, and say the Mavushal is kosher, they hold it for the purposes of Kiddush. Even by Yain, by Menachos, you need, Nesachim, you need as is, but it's not said there was a grace to the Bishul. If this is something which we consider undesirable, people find undesirable, how can you use it for Kiddush? He asks the question, he ties it to Mochaz Ramam and the Rosh, Rainy Day Alom, and we'll see the connection. Okay. So, how are we going to answer this question? That the Chara case of the reason why it's sweet is because the fruit is a sweet fruit, and that we find, in other words, they preferred a dry wine, whatever, that was considered preferable. So sweet wine was considered We're used to the Muslim that Jewish wine is heavy is heavy conquer grape. You know what they call the not heavy. What's the word for it? It's called heavy, right? Right. That's not what we see from Chazal's view of wine. That was considered moist. That they were using dry wines, and that was considered more chashuv. Okay. So like this, the maslidim the nikkidish el dover shanas the shini achar kach legri yusa kamar yain sherecha ra ayre akli ayain sheniskala. Something went bad with the wine afterwards. Mashenga bezeisha briyosa who kach mikar. That's the way it is. But it's ripig often. The maslidim the nikkidish. Even though people find that not desirable, but that doesn't possible for kiddush. Avagav the mois avolim kain. The more it ties the two together, so you can use yayin kushi, dark wine, for kiddush, because by nesachim it's kasher b'diavad. Whatever is kasher b'diavad by nesachim is kasher l'chadchila by kiddush. That's not the point. The point is that's how it came naturally, according to what we're saying. It comes naturally. We don't need to connect it to nesachim. Even though by nesachim it's possible b'diavad, it's still kasher for kiddush. Table at the briyosu he kach wulenish tada klal. Of Arai, the Kolhechad Lonishtan in the Mayusa, Possil the Kiddush, Hechad the Possil the Nesachim. Something which is Possil for Nesachim, you can't use for Kiddush, Lachachila, for sure not. Okay, so that's his question. So he says like this, that. The betur lo nizker sham stam mosik. The betur doesn't say mosik. He just says yain helitziyain, which is the more is quote. Pirsha says shu mosik. Vishbam isa shu mosik mecholish ma'od. So shu mos much of the gamkin the mosik zema shachvazatzul leimari klal. So there might be the different types of wine, and the one which we're saying with the more what they were saying is not which it's mos because of it that you thought you can't use even b'diavad. So Mishabura seems to come out that using a sweet wine, which because that's how the grapes come, is quite questionable. I don't think the Velt is makban on it because the pashas and all grape juice is out.
Who's makban on it?
I don't think people are makban on this, but it's famous.
The Velt, the water.
You got it. Dalam mekajon yain loban. You can use white wine, even though white wine was considered inferior. Rabban posted the kiddush but for kiddush you shouldn't use it. I'm with a little love, but it's chamar medina. Minigarlam kisvar vishan. The minigarlam is mekel, like the pershita mekel. I mean the whole like pershita that's kosher. Ayayin Lovin, Yud, the Kuliyama, Mitzvah Lechachila, Chazrach, and Ayayin Lovin. Everybody holds the Chachila, you should get red wine. The Pasuk says that red wine was preferable. El Deim Ein Lo Odoim, or Shenim Meshubach, he doesn't have red wine, or that red wine was not so good. Shila, the day is Zud, the Mutter, the Chachila, Kadosh, Al Lovin. So then the first sheet that holds, you can the Chachila used Lovin. And Rabban says, it's possible, even by the Yabid, but for Habdallah works. A Madilah love im hu chamar medina shom. If that's something which people would drink, as chamar medina. Remarsha in his tshuva about the definition of chamar medina, he says that a drink which people drink socially, not for the purpose of quenching thirst, that's called chamar medina. The same way we drink wine, we don't drink wine because we're thirsty. Drink wine is a social drink. You get together, tell people let's get together for a coffee. That's something which people would do. It's a social drink. So let's together for a cup of orange juice. Like this doesn't really, this doesn't excite you, right? You drink. He says orange juice, soda, these type of things. You drink because you're thirsty. You don't drink it because it's a social way. Yeah. Coffee, you don't necessarily drink because you're thirsty. People would drink a coffee together. I mean, Starbucks is based on that, right? Coffee, tea, So beer is the same thing. You know, people don't necessarily drink beer because so that's called Chamar Medina, according to Rashi. The other way to send Chamar Medina is it's the drink of the country. The question was they presented to Rashi was that nowadays, you know, drinking soda was so common that this became now the drink of the country. This is like the wine of the country. This is the drink of the country. So he said that's a mistake. That's the misunderstanding of the concept. The people, everybody drinks it. People drink the white wine, so it's kosher havdalah. But tam lo garmi sheker. It's not any worse than beer. The kaim alon comes in the side of the medillah of imu chamar medina. So if you have white wine, people aren't drinking it, so it would not be called chamar medina either. Who did the mitam zemut the kaddish alav b'shachar zekul yama? Friday night we don't use Chamar Medina, but Shabbos morning we're making Chamar Medina, so you can use this white wine Shabbos morning, but you can't use it Friday night. But the Minig Olam is like the Svarav Sharna. The Ramban. Now, if you ask your vintner, he says he doesn't.
Vintner.
The guy makes wine.
Yes.
That's what I said.
Vintner.
Vintner, I said. Okay. If you ask your vintner, so he tells you that that that's in the whole difference between the two. The coloring is in the shell. It's not the actual flavor of the grape. There's no difference between what. The only reason they have coloring is because you put the shells in. You put the that's where the coloring is. You open up the grape, the wine grapes, and they're yellow. They're white, green inside. They're not red at all. So the pasuk says, "Al tiri yaim ki yisadim." Don't be concerned, be feared of wine when it has it's red. That's indicative of the fact that it's very strong and powerful. So the pasuk said there's a mile to Adam, which we're grappling with over here, Halacha. Okay. Good. Yayin Chai. So it's wine which has not been mixed with water. Afilahu Chazak, even though it's strong. The dori alchad tlasmaya, it can handle being shared, being mixed in a ratio of three parts water and one part wine. So it's a very strong wine. It can handle that type of from a kajanalov. So you can use it, even though it's a very strong wine. That's not normally how you drink it. It's too strong like that. So. You can use it for Kiddush. Mikomakum, yes, a type of the mazgar, but it would be appropriate to do mazika beforehand. Mavachi mazik roi, but you have to do the appropriate ratio. Vyadashalon, yes, a type of hain below mazika, but our wines nowadays don't handle mazika very well. Dr. Mishabura, yes, a type of the mazgar. Let's go back on the case of the Siyan Chazak, Anu Shu Mitzvah Namovkar. It's not ma'akev, it's Mitzvah Namovkar. As long as it's mazik roi, you shouldn't water down too much, weaken it too much. So we had this problem that they would water down too much. Eventually, you know, it had a wine smell, but didn't really taste like wine anymore.
What do you say, Mavarch, in Molov Lavatala?
If you say Vapri Goffin on that, it's not Vapri Goffin.
Call me Abidwar. Then it wouldn't be Vapri Lavatala. Kiddush usually say Vapri Goffin.
Right, so adding a little bit of water is And some of the grape juices and some of the, you know, the wines usually don't come with water added. But some of the grape juices do. You have to be careful with that. It's already have water in it. So adding more water would be
over dilute.
Yeah. Okay. Vav yain semukim mekachin alav raisin wine you can use it for kiddush. Vush yesh behen lachluchis ksas below shriya. So that the raisins are not totally dried out to the point that they have no moisture at all before you soak them. It means they have some moisture already, so then they're considered strong enough to be able to make a wine. What they would do is they would put water over the sumukim, over the raisins, and they would cook it, and that would get the flavor out of the raisins into the water. Okay, so it's Mishra over here grapples with the. So you're putting water in over here by definition. That's how you did it. So what's the ratio which we're dealing with? That's what Mishra Berurah deals with the ratio issue. That's what Mishra Berurah says in Sifkat and Yudal. Let's see what I'm saying in a minute. Okay, Yain Simukim Vav. It says Vav. Hainu Shenasa Yain Me'anovim Shenitz Tamku. You had grapes which shriveled. That's we call it raisins. Whether that was because they sat out in the sun, whether that's because you heated them. You can't use raisin wine in the chachila. Come back in the kiddush is kosher. How do they make it? You would take the tzimukim and you would grind them up. So you're loosening up any flavor which is in there. Rustling mayim, you put water onto it, and you would let it sit with toasis, and eventually it would ferment together. It needs 3 days to sit like that before it gets a dinner wine. My mother-in-law told me that the way they used to make it. They didn't have grapes. The grapes weren't growing in Lithuania. It's too cold of a climate. So they would get raisins. So you'd getting grape, you know, getting. They made their own wine. It's like, who could afford to buy wine? But what did you make it with? You made it with grape, with raisins. So they would cook it. But Mr. Burra apparently doesn't have that recipe. Okay. Mekach and Olov, you can use it for Kiddush. You can go to a ratio of 1 to 6, but once it's 1 to 6 already, vare bottle, at that point in time, if there's 6 parts water to 1 part wine, it's bottle, and it's no longer considered wine. And that case over there was, again, we're talking about a case of the wine which was strong wine which had not been mozug yet. If you would mix in 6 parts water to 1 part wine, it's no longer wine. So afkan tzarach lizor litin atzimukim kokach mamayim atshiyu atzimukim mat yosim yechem mishisha negan amayim. So even if you assume all of the flavor of the raisins come out, you can't have a ratio of 6 times water to 1 part raisins, because it's not going to work. It's not better than the wine which was there, of that amount. We can't deal with tzimukim as being better than it was actually wine. Okay. But because of the Bechor Shor is makel in the following. So he's being machmer, but he's makel the following kula. How do you measure how big the raisins are? There's two the raisins come in two sizes. They come when you before you soak them and after you soak them. After you soak them, they absorb liquid and they expand. You measure them after you soak them, before you crush them, etc. They've absorbed a certain amount of liquid. That liquid inside of them is not just it's water. That becomes part of the raisin. That has the flavor of the raisin. Now you measure that. That you can't add more water. The water can't be 6 times more than that amount. I'll be out of frying. That's what he says. That's this is the Bechor Shor. If I'm presuming yourself, Misach Ola Bezeh, he doesn't like that either. There Chaim Chol Kolab Bepshitas Bezeh. The Serbet Hashirin Simukim Kfi Eis Nesinos on the Mayim. Well, Kfi Nefichios on Achakav. You calculate them according to how big the raisins were when you put them in, not after they've expanded. The Nefichosan who rock Ayyadei Hamayim. She doesn't do behem. All it is that's part of the water. So that's why the water. It's part of the ratio, water ratio that you have to figure out. So we don't calculate it based on ratios. We calculate based on flavor. If it tastes like wine, it's wine. So that would be an answer to the Bechor Shor, because the Maaseh has a taste. Apparently, even when the ratio was 6-1, it was still the flavor was still wine. But the Mishnah Berurah says Yishmi Machmer. The Kranitz of Yerdei says Mishkol Mitzal Tzefei BeLeihel says Mishdal Tzefei BeHagod BeBadlu BeEchad Meshisha BeMayim. There's a din bittul, and the shear is Echad Meshisha. You're right to assume our raisin wine, it's not too much water. And you can say, Kiddush, I'm very lucky, Mashik Sadler Shem, Shuvas, Mishkan is Yaakov. And see what they quoted in Mishkan is Yaakov. Okay. Ramah said this only works if the raisins had some level of lachluchis before you started. Even if you'd squeeze them and they're so dry, even if you squeeze them, no liquid comes out. It only gets liquid once you soak it. It's no longer considered that this is something which has the ability to reconstitute into wine. It's not grapes anymore. Okay. So the Bir Lach, take a look over here in the Maskal Makachin Alov. So he raises the following Ha'or, it's about 8 lines in. Zadat of them says, Vihine Lachar. What's the issue over here? The issue is saying, you know, it can't be better than had it been wine. The truth is, it's worse than, because you know, you're saying let's take the volume of the raisins. Let's say, for argument's sake, you know, their volume was the equivalent of 16 liquid ounces. So you can have up to 6 times the amount of water, not more. But what's really putting the flavor into the water is not all of the raisin. It's just the amount of moisture which is in the raisin. So we should be calculating based on the moisture of the raisin, not the raisin. And some of the raisin is dried out. So why are we using the whole raisin? We should only use the moisture which comes out. So maybe listen, we don't know. How can you figure that out? So we're made cool to assume as if the whole thing was. You can't use the whole raisin, because not the whole raisin is not generating wine. It's only the moisture which is there. And even so, the ratio should not be more than 1-4. Because even the Moor says you can do up to ratio 1-6. The original ratio, the preferred ratio is 3-1, the total of 1/4 of the total. So to allow this to apply by raisins which are limited to start with, you shouldn't go to the higher shear.
I don't understand the assumption here. Isn't in a dried fruit, isn't the flavor in the dried fruit? The water is just the water that makes it a little bit more palatable when you eat it. But when you dry it out, and it's a dried thing, and then you reconstitute it with water, it has all the flavor back.
You're putting.
I'm thinking of a dried tomato, which is very strongly flavored, but it's really dry.
Okay, it's an interesting question. I think the problem is all the way around. That when you put water back in, I don't have a problem with saying that, you know, that now it's like a grape and has the flavor of a grape, right? But the issue is all the way around. I want to say, what flavor am I taking out of the raisin and putting it into the water?
You're saying the grape turns into a raisin, so it doesn't have the same grape anymore? Is that the issue?
Saying, so if it gets to the point where it's totally dried out, it doesn't really have the ability to give flavor. The ability of flavor is because there's still some level of moisture inside of it. It would be totally dried out. It doesn't really.
It's really pushing with the essence.
Okay. So let's hold it here.